Get connected to what's happening in Shasta County. Tune in to KCNR for the Shasta Live Show, your weekly dose of local business, community buzz, and dining discoveries. Join the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, Reading Buzz, and Eat Shasta every Monday night from 6:05 to 7 p.m. Can't catch it live? No problem. Listen to the archives anytime at KCNR1460.com. KCNR and the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, your community connection.
The Reading Roots Revival Music Festival takes over downtown Reading September 26th, 27th, and 28th. Three full days of live music on four stages, over 19 bands, national touring acts, regional favorites, and amazing local talents. Kick things off Friday with Gates at 4, First Band at 5, Music Till 10, Digging Dirt, The Stone Foxes, Goodnight Texas, Sitting on Saturn, Danger Kitty, Jenny Don't and the Spurs, and many more. Tickets on sale now at ReadingRootsRevival.org. Your music, your town, your festival. The Reading Roots Revival, September 26th through 28th.
He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, I have some very creative friends. And one of them is Mike Booth. Some of you may have heard of him. I'm not going to discuss where he works and so forth. I don't know if it helps him or hurts him, but he's a good man. He's a patriot. And he has a background in many things, kind of a Renaissance man in entertainment, singing, was an auctioneer and so forth, and done a lot of wonderful things. Just a good guy. But as I said, he's a great patriot. And Mike Booth wrote a beautiful poem about the flag. And I read it, and I really liked it before I left last week for Israel to see the city of David. And I said, why don't you do that in audio? And so I want you to hear this. And again, I love promoting patriots and patriotic things, particularly now. So here he is about our flag, the American flag. Go.
Our great American flag. The flag represents freedom for me and you. The colors are red, white, and blue. Things that mean as much are very few. The colors are three, and that puts a feeling of pride in me. I can truly say why. I feel pride each time I see it fly. My pride comes from thinking of those before us, those that gave all to allow some of us to speak out and make a fuss. I've heard it said, I don't agree with what you say, but I will die to see that you can say it today. I get a lump in my throat each time I see our Navy at sea and afloat. The Army, as they march to keep us free, they never turn back and they never flee. The Air Force flying so very high, keeping us safe from way up in the sky. The Marines, as they charge in harm's way, fighting our foes from the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli each day. The Space Force, now on our dockets, protecting us from incoming rockets. The Coast Guard, patrolling our shores and saving lives. Six reasons to be proud our flag flies. But to think even further back in time of those men that wouldn't walk the line. The ones that stood up to high taxes and tyranny. Those that froze in Valley Forge for you and me. The ones that gave their lives and fortunes for us to be free. The ones we call patriots that fought and died for us to live this way. Those men still live in us today. So when you see the flag, you feel the pride. For no one else on earth can decide the way you think or the way you feel. I'm aware it's a pretty good and really big deal. The flag you see before you today is not just a symbol, but life's way. Many of us take for granted this magnificent piece of cloth, the one that flies because so very many were lost. So never burn, throw down, or spit on this glorious work of art that has represented us from the very start. Many have cried, scratched, and clawed just to be a part, to come stand behind and under this glorious work of art. To be an American and to have this flag represent you is a privilege enjoyed by very few. We are a country where men do not dream of being free, the country where free is given for those of us that choose to be. Anyone can be an American. It makes no difference from where you've come. Just take the oath, and you too can become one. Old Glory, long may you fly. A symbol known both far and wide. It is something I will always brag about, regardless of who might whisper or even shout. My love for this country, there is no doubt. This work of art is no rag. This work of art is our great American flag.
Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that beautiful, Rich? He wrote it. Beautiful poem. That's his voice. He's got a great voice, too, by the way. Just fantastic. We'll play it again. Near the end of the hour, near the end of the program. But I wanted you to hear it. He's a great patriot. He's a good man. That's Mike Booth. Some of you on your own know who he is. He's quite well known in certain circles, in my circles, for that matter. I'm a big fan of his. Where am I with our wonderful folks here. Okay. The Fed has finally dropped interest rates a quarter of a point. That's great news for American homeowners. Expenses have been a major burden on families. So this is very, very important. Especially these damn credit cards. Huge balances and huge interest rates. They'll kill you. They'll ruin you. But if you're a homeowner, I want to call attention to my friends at American Finance. You've heard me talk about these folks for years. I've used them, Mr. Producer, my daughter. So I don't just talk about them. We use them. And right now, interest rates have dropped. Many homeowners are seeing options in the low fives. The low fives. It's fantastic. Compare that to credit cards charging rates in the 20s and 30s. Now, American Financing can help you pay off that expensive debt, free up your cash flow, keep your budget under control, just by moving your money around in the proper way in the proper places. Their salary-based mortgage consultants are saving customers on average $800 a month. And if you get started today, you might be able to delay your next mortgage payment. So you've heard me talk about them before. You think, oh, the paperwork, they're going to make it as easy as possible. But the point is you're going to save a ton. You're burning money. You're literally burning money when you're paying these interest rates on these credit cards. And you have the rates on mortgages in the fives, and you have a massive deduction, up to $40,000 now under the Trump tax cut. So take control. Call American Financing today. They're there right now. Here's the number, 888-900-1828. Hello, 888-900-1828, or visit AmericanFinancing.net.
NMLS 182334. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. APR for rates in the fives start at 6.327% for well-qualified borrowers. Call 888-900-1828 for details about credit costs and terms.
Right on. Remember Peter Strzok? Remember this weasel? Remember this punk? Who served in a significant position at the Federal Bureau of Investigation? That's frightening when you really think about it. We talked about Comey. Reports are that he's going to be indicted for being a liar under oath. That's the allegation, I believe. Well, this guy's a real jerk. He loses a lawsuit writes the Daily Fetched, claiming his FBI firing was political retaliation. Can you believe the gall of this puke? The federal judge dismissed former FBI counterintelligence agent Peter Strzok's lawsuit, claiming his First Amendment rights were violated when he was fired during the first Trump administration. I wonder, I love the way these thugs hide behind the First Amendment while they're destroying it. So we have a radical left-wing judge. Her name is Judge Amy Berman Jackson. You've heard of her on this program. And even she said, no, I can't do this. I'll look like a damn fool. She's an Obama appointee. She said Strzok did not show his firing violated his First Amendment rights. Of course, Politico reported it. We know Politico is trash. We also know it's part of the government because it was funded in part by USAID. Now, Strzok argued in the lawsuit that his FBI bosses had retaliated against him in order to placate Trump. He was outraged over texts that Strzok exchanged it while investigating ties between the 2016 Trump campaign and Russia, of course, of which there were none. In her ruling, Jackson said that after several years gathering evidence and testimony from those involved, the 2018 decision to terminate the veteran counterintelligence agencies, Strzok's lawyers had failed to show that his dismissal violated his First Amendment rights. Remember, Strzok and Lisa Page had an affair, discussed an insurance policy to keep Trump out of office. Remember all that? Remember all that? They profanity-laced text messages between the two, had nothing but contempt for Trump, and there they worked at the FBI. What a beautiful couple of a-holes, actually. So one for the good guys, surprisingly, given the nature of the judge, but even she didn't want to lose face over that, quite frankly. Even she didn't want to lose face. Mm-hmm. Hillary Clinton showed her face. Not a good idea, in my humble opinion, Mr. Producer, but she showed it nonetheless. How old is she now? Do you have any idea? I think she's in her mid-70s. You want to Google that? Duck that or something or other. Bing. 77. She doesn't look a day over 76 and three quarters. Of course, I had my own birthday, as you know, Mr. Producer, on the 21st. Thank you. It's a national holiday, I understand. Same day as Rosh Hashanah, so that's a Jewish thing. Nonetheless, Hillary Clinton's on the Morning Schmo show. I don't know why. I'm sure their ratings plummeted. I'm sure their five viewers went down to two. Cut 15, go.
Given all these concerns that we've been talking
this
about, the Constitution is 238 years old this month. Are we still headed toward a more perfect union?
No. Here's my question to you, Mika. I thought you had a conga line of guests on your network and others that said the Constitution was written by white supremacist slave owners, that it was intended to enshrine the advantages for white people. That's the whole 1619 Project and those Marxist bastards. I mean, those scholars. It went on and on and on. We've heard this. The Constitution's under constant attack by the Democrats, by their heroes, Woodrow Wilson, Franklin Roosevelt, Barack Milhouse Benito Obama, constant attack. Supreme Court's under constant attack. The Electoral College is under constant attack. First Amendment, yes, real free speech under attack. Second Amendment, right to bear arms under attack. Fourth, Fifth Amendments, Sixth Amendment, Eighth Amendment, Ninth, Tenth Amendment. Go down the whole damn list. Oh, yeah. So now they're constitutionalists. What a question. She, from Sacco and Vanzetti, she's the Vanzetti, I guess, from Mika. Any concerns where we're headed to a more perfect union? Of course, it's a setup question when you're giving it to Hillary Clinton. She hates America, too. Even though somebody like her, useless in every respect, rose well above her, she's the Hillary principle. Let me put it that way. But nonetheless, let's hear what she had to say. I'm sure there's a problem. Go ahead.
I think right now we're on pause. I think that people
Wait a minute. I hate to say this, Mr. Producer. Do you think her cackle's like Tucker Carlson's cackle? Don't they sound the same to you? You think Tucker's is worse? I think they're sounding very similar to me. As a matter of fact, I'll outdo you by one, Mr. But I think the Tucker cackle sounds like the Kamala Harris cackle. Am I close? You know what we need to do? We need to pull them. You think you can do that tomorrow? See if you can find, pull the Kamala Harris cackle, pull the Tucker Carlson cackle. Let's see if people can tell the difference. Go ahead.
Uncertain. Some people are actually...
Ah, shut up, you idiot. I don't even know why I started with you. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part of the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, this is Sue McClain from the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR, and I want to talk about Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 2861 Cherry Creek Road, Suite B. A few years ago, my daughter was in a car crash, and I remember thanking God she was okay, but the car wasn't. So I called Kevin Wall at 530-222-2306. They walked me through the process and made it so much easier. So if you're looking for insurance for your auto, home, life, or business, call 530-222-2306. Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance, a proud sponsor of the Redding Colt 45.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, my name is Lori from Backrubs. We've been working with the Rancheria since 2008. It's an honor to be partnering with Rancheria. They are one of our favorite groups to work with.
I'm Yasmin Pena with Shasta Heating and Air Conditioning. We've been working with the Redding Rancheria since 2022, and we are proud to be their go-to whenever they need work done.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Folks, some of America's most cherished values are being challenged. Values like faith, family, and freedom that have guided this nation for generations. That's why I proudly support AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. AMAC is the conservative alternative offering not only a strong voice for traditional values, but real benefits and discounts that make a difference in your everyday life. And as a member, you'll receive exclusive discounts and benefits on travel, insurance, prescription services, and so much more, along with helpful tools and resources designed to keep you ahead of the curve. And one of the best parts? You'll get the AMAC magazine packed with insightful content and updates that matter to you. Right now, when you choose a 5-year membership, you'll receive up to 33% off, just over $1 a month. So go to amac.us/Levin, amac.us/Levin. Join right now. Stand with AMAC. Again, that's amac.us/Levin, and help keep America strong.
Now, a radio sensation that's sweeping the nation.
As feisty as ever, please welcome
Mark Levin.
We'll get those tackle comparisons for tomorrow. I think do our best. Well, while we're at it, it appears that our friend has transitioned, Mr. Producer, Tucker into Carlson. Carlson into Carlson. He's transitioned. It's very sad. Somebody named the Milk Bar TV on X. He watched Tucker Carlson in 2017, and then he watched Chatsworth Carlson, 2025, 8 short years. He's either had a very serious head injury or something's going on that we're not aware of. Who knows? Not for me to know. It would take an entire boatload of psychiatrists. Nonetheless, for your listening pleasure, and really your edification, so you know what you're dealing with. Cut 19, go.
So a lot of Americans are concerned about Sharia law.
Sure.
And they're concerned about polls that show a strikingly large number of Muslims would like to see it supplant civil law in the countries in which they live.
Sharia law is bad, Seth. I don't know if you've heard that. It's bad. It's worse than what's happening in New York and Detroit. It's just bad.
I don't know of a single Gulf country where it's illegal to proselytize on behalf of another religion. I think that in every Muslim-majority country in the world, non-Muslims are treated, have fewer rights.
And you can tell when you go to a place like Abu Dhabi or Riyadh, like, oh, man, I hope we don't ever wind up with a society like this, with a rape rate of zero, where you leave your keys in your Lamborghini and don't ever worry about it being stolen.
So you often hear people say, well, Sharia is intolerant, women are treated badly, gays are treated badly. Women have, in the Quran, fewer rights than men do.
I'm not Muslim, I'm not for Sharia law. On the other hand, compared to what? Compared to Baltimore?
In England, it's 4 out of 10 British Muslims. In France, 29% of French Muslims would like to see it replace French law.
You know, if people want to get wasted, they do it at home. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't...
Oh boy, I hope we don't wind up with that.
But I've seen a bunch of polls like this that show that the attitudes of faithful Muslims are not Western at all, and that they include a tolerance of violence you don't find among, say, Presbyterians. Or Jews.
You know, shut up. Sharia law.
Meanwhile, a California imam is apologizing after he referred to Jews as filth.
Allahumma. O Allah, liberate the Al-Aqsa Mosque from the filth of the Jews. O Allah, count them one by one and annihilate them down to the very last one. Do not spare any of them.
Sorry, Sharia law.
Man has had many personalities over the years. He's sort of the Sybil of American politics, in addition to the happy hooker. But nonetheless, he's taken a lot of positions, but he has finally settled on one. He has settled on one. Yes. He's very proud of it, too. Very proud. We're not going away, baby. I'm like a Doberman. I don't let go. I'll be right back.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. We're a different kind of wireless company dedicated to serving people 50 and up, like me. Because let's face it, our needs are different. Big wireless unlimited plans are designed for 20-somethings, not us. At Consumer Cellular, we're focused on one thing, bringing you affordable, reliable rate plans that suit your needs, not ours. How do we do that? We start by using the same towers as the big guys. The exact same towers. We then create rate plans designed for your usage. The fact is, we can offer you an unlimited plan with the same network quality for less because we understand how you use wireless services. Our plans start at just $20 a month. And forget trying to chat with robots. You'll get 100% US-based award-winning customer service when you need help. Come find out how wireless should be and join the millions who have made the switch.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto paying, e-billing, C-Site for additional facts.
Now, this is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi there. It's a sunny reminder from Alliance Heating and Air. Thinking about going solar? Now's the time to act. The 30% federal solar tax credit may be ending December 31st, 2025. But if you install your system soon, you could still save an average of up to $12,700. Don't wait. Call Alliance Heating and Air at 530-221-2642 to lock in your savings. We make it simple. We make it smart. And that's why everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
591-32.
Mark Levin.
What good is it to be a genius if you can't even go out on a school night?
On the Mark Levin radio program.
Saving America, one show at a time. The Mark Levin Show, 877-381-38.
Yes, quick draw. Samantha already has the two cacklers, the two best-known cacklers. That would be Chatsworth Carlson and Kamala Embarrass. What a stupid book. Come on, America. And they're trashing everybody? And by the way, my book on power, on the New York Times bestseller list, 7 weeks, thanks to you. If you haven't gotten it, by the way, Amazon, the best discount yet, 31% off. It's under 19 bucks. It's $18 and change. You're going to love this book. President of the United States loves this book. The Prime Minister of Israel said it's the best book I've ever written. Oh, yeah. But most important of all, my wife loves the book, and that's what matters. You know what? I've told you before, I think it's, if not the best, certainly one of the best books I've ever written, and people love it. Books aren't on that list written by conservatives for 7 weeks. Left-wingers, yes. Psychotics, yes. All right, here's the two cacklers. Listen carefully. Turn up the volume. You decide. Is it Kamala Embarrass or is it Chatsworth Carlson? Go. Do that again, would you? Is it Kamala Embarrass or is it Chatsworth Carlson? Go. One last time, then we'll get on to callers here. Mr. Producer, do it again, please. Oy. Well, it's obviously Carlson and Embarrass in that order. Am I right? Let's hold on to those. As a matter of fact, let's add those to the mumblers list. Can we do that? We're going to add those two to the mumblers list in next segment. It's a great treat, ladies and gentlemen. I don't think I've played the mumblers in 5 or 6 months. Some people collect coins. Some people collect stamps. I collect the most inane mumblers of all, and we're adding those two. Carlson's cackle and Kamala Embarrass's cackle. Yes, yes. Do I owe you something, Rich? Or are we okay? Oh, I owe you gold? First of all, I love gold. Secondly, I collect gold in multiple forms. It's coins, it's bars, and in jewelry. I love it. I love it. Love it. Let me ask you something. You worried about your money? You worried about the value of the dollar? The Democrats are going to shut down the government. They want to destroy the economy because that's how they hope to win the midterm elections. Through violent rhetoric, through propaganda and demagoguery, and through destroying the economy. That's who they are. They're power hungry. Again, read the book on power. And by the way, it's 31% off at Amazon. It's $18 and change. If you're thinking about a Christmas gift, a Hanukkah gift, bringing something to Thanksgiving, I'm telling you now, get them while they're hot. That's a great discount. Yeah, you're worried about your money. I know you are. And you should be. The national debt is over $37 trillion. The Democrats are saying, okay, we won't shut down the government. We want $1.5 trillion more dollars. This is how sick these people are. Washington is adding another $1 trillion every 100 days. But these guys, they're out of control. They were out of control under Biden. Tax cuts for billionaires. They're not tax cuts for billionaires. Well, we said they are. You know, just crazy. These people are nuts. You see the interest rates? They need to go up higher. Quarter point's not enough. In any event, here's the question. What does all this mean for you, for your savings, for your retirement, your 401k and your IRA? You can't just sit there and watch it burn. You got to do something about it. But you don't want to do anything stupid about it. That's why I support diversification. That's why I use diversification. That's why any financial advisor worth their salt, whatever that means, they believe in diversification, too. So call my friends at Monetary Gold. If you're going to diversify and add gold, call Monetary Gold. They're the best, and I encourage you to do it. Here's their number. They're there right now. It's very simple. 877-NOW-GOLD. Hello. 877-NOW-GOLD. Say what? 877-NOW-GOLD. And they'll design a personal game plan for you to help move some of those paper assets into something that's real, like gold, some like silver, Precious metals don't go to zero. Call Monetary Gold today again, 877-NOW-GOLD. They don't have your number. They can't call you, but you can call them. 877-NOW-GOLD. Get help protecting yourself and your family before it's too late. There's a reason why the national banks in most of these countries are beginning to hoard gold. That's 877-NOW-GOLD, 877-NOW-GOLD, or go online to marklovesgold.com, which is true, marklovesgold.com. Performance may vary. Always consult your financial and tax professional before making an investment decision. All right. This is a treat for you folks. This is my collection of mumblers. We've collected them now 20 years, 18 years, something like that. And so we'll play them for you. Here we go. Go.
What are they? Can you get a finding? Is it ghost track?
They have an eye.
It costs, when, if you, they just gave, you gave them.
With the withdraw, bringing U.S. home troops from home.
And the.
You need somebody.
Wait, so, what, finally, what?
Budget.
But resist, we much, we must, and we will much about that be committed.
I'm a warrior.
You know,
they said that.
Look,
Was it him?
Why? I didn't.
We can walk and chew gum.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by go. You know the thing. True international average of pressure.
Been impeached for inciting the erection.
Donald John Trump incited the erection. Insurrection.
And what am I doing here? I'm going to lose track here. And
to confidence in the integrity.
Economic.
Don't let him. You know how much I'm going to do with the deficit this year?
Bridges and those bones that are collapsing.
And, you know, it is.
Happy birthday, dear Valerie.
Part of
Katanji Drown Jackson.
You docs are good. If there's any angels in heaven, they're all nurses, male and female.
God save the queen, man.
President Trump incited an erection.
Mess with the women on the
beer brewed here. It is used to make the brew beer in this. Earth Rider, thanks for the Great Lakes. I wonder why.
Participated in an erection.
Say hello to Oyster Bunnies. Come on up, Bunny. He calls. And the erectionists who storm.
After I signed the PAC and PAC Act.
Bill.
What's going on here? They just turned off my. I'm going to go down.
People are aroused. I haven't seen people so aroused in a very, very long time.
My advice is. You split Katarlson from Embarrass. What do you think? Shouldn't they be together? Yeah, I think I'd put them together at the end. Let's keep them in serial order here. Just to be kosher. Ooh, can I say that? He might get upset with me if I say, let's keep it kosher. You know, I can't do that. Can't do that. I don't know. We've been adding to that list lately, but we must, we shall, we would, and we can, and we will. Let's see here. There's some calls. I'm delaying to get them up here. Let's see. Let us begin with Jason, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Anyway, on XM Satellite. Jason, how are you?
Hi, Mark. I love you. I love you so much.
Thank
and that's
you,
what's so great
Thank
about you.
You.
the mumblers and you keep us laughing. Man, you inspire me to read through my uncle. You gave me Liberty and Tyranny. But when I sat down to listen to your program tonight, and I heard you read that paragraph about how they tried to manipulate the language and the verbiage and definitions, I had done that about a week ago. I started reading your book. I'm on chapter two now, and I've been pounding that paragraph to everyone. It's so obvious, and I thank you for that. And that's chapter one. I can't wait to read the rest.
Thank you, buddy. You're very, very kind, and I appreciate it. And I think this book in particular has had a huge impact. So God bless you, my friend. Thank you. Let's continue. Let's see. Let's go to Lynn, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, on the Mark Levin app. Lynn, how are you tonight?
I'm all right. How are you?
Let me look.
Now, listen.
Great. Thank you.
Oh, don't look too long. That's what I wouldn't do. No. Okay, so you are the modern Thomas Paine of America. Thank you for all your pamphlets that you stuck in all your books.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're doing this country a great favor. Listen, I want to talk quickly about the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence.
Yes, sir.
I have this opinion that the Constitution is the mechanics of how we run our government.
Mm-hmm.
And the Declaration of Independence, which mentions nature's God, our creation, divine providence, supreme judge,
mm-hmm.
the Declaration of Independence is the why. I really believe that the Declaration of Independence should be part of the Constitution so that when this goes to judicial people, they are forced to read this thing. And, you know, they list all these, our fathers listed all of these 25 things that the British were doing and why mm-hmm. they want to separate. Mm-hmm. I got four of them I'd like to briefly read to you.
But before you go on, I think your idea is a very good one. I don't think we're going to amend the Constitution right now, but if you look carefully at the Ninth Amendment, it's my view that the Ninth Amendment basically is reflective of the Declaration of Independence. Not exactly, but if you understand the Declaration, you understand the Constitution, the Ninth Amendment to me, which is blown off, ignored, nobody ever reads it except me, and maybe you, a few others, I think you'll see the overlay there. I think it's important. But anyway, what were the 4 points?
Okay, judges are dependent on the rulers for their tenure and their offices and their salary, number one. Number two mm-hmm. is the politicians are guilty of altering fundamentally the form of our government. Three, their people have ravaged our coasts, burnt our towns, destroyed the lives of our people. The next one is we have petitioned for redress in the most humble terms. Our repeated petitions have been answered by repeated injury. Four, mm-hmm. they have become deaf to the voice of justice. All right? I mean, and
like
there's 25 of these things.
I got to go. It's because I'm over my break, but I got to go. That was a very good call. I appreciate it. We'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. from my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Join the heartbeat of our county every Monday at 6:35 a.m. on KCNR with the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McClain News Hour. Known for its unbiased reporting, the Town Hall Brief brings clear, local-focused updates and heartfelt discussions that unite our community. Got a story to share? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or connect via socials at Town Hall Brief on linktree.com to drop a DM. The Town Hall Brief, your community's voice for Shasta County News, Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.
Show your support for Turtle Bay at Caffeinate for a Cause. This Thursday, September 25th, stop by any local Dutch Bros from 7 to 9 a.m. or 2 to 4 p.m. You'll see honorary baristas from local businesses collecting tips for Turtle Bay. Get an up-close look at some amazing animals, from turtles and reptiles to birds, even a skunk. Here's the best part. $1 from every drink sold, plus all tips, goes directly to Turtle Bay's animals, education programs, exhibitions, and more. So grab your favorite drink this Thursday at Dutch Bros at Caffeinate for a Cause.
Home title theft. It's on the rise and it's devastating if it happens to you. Listen to the alarming words of an actual home title thief.
I don't need to know your date of birth and social security number. All I have to do is go to public records, create a document, and file that document. And then I can borrow against the house or sell the house. You may have no clue until you find out that your house has been sold or till several loans or several banks are foreclosing on you.
For pennies a day, Home Title Lock puts a virtual barrier of protection around your home's title with 24/7 monitoring. The instant they detect any tampering, you'll get an alert. And that's bad news for home title thieves. So when's the last time you checked on the title to your home? Find out if you're already a victim with your free title scan and complete title report. $100 value free with sign up. Just go to HomeTitleLock.com and sign up in minutes. That's HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Don't know about you, but I am planning to scream and run.
He's back on the Mark Levin Radio Show.
Coming to an end already? Where'd this show go? Hello, hello! Man, we got two great brand new Life, Liberty, and Levin programs Saturday and Sunday. I haven't been on in a week, and I'm very excited about it. I hope you'll join us. 8 p.m. Eastern, Saturday and Sunday. Set your DVR. Watch us live. I know there's a lot of sports and football and so forth, so it's good to set your DVR. We're going to have a great time. I'll do one of my very important monologues each night, and I do this for you. I really do. I do it for you. I know many of you are very interested in it, so we're going to keep doing it. And here in America, your car is your freedom. But with thousands of miles on our nation's roads each year comes the risk of costly breakdowns, right? And they are really costly. Car Show does one simple mission, to help hardworking Americans from, you know, avoid expensive auto repairs. Don't let an unexpected repair destroy your budget, because that's what it'll do. Lock in your low pay-as-you-go vehicle protection plan. You can do it right now with CarShield's Price Lock Guarantee. This is fantastic. Nobody does. It's a Price Lock Guarantee. That means the price you pay today is the price you'll pay for as long as you're covering your car. Isn't that incredible? I think it is. Now, a plan with CarShield includes 24-hour roadside assistance anywhere in the USA, plus towing and a rental car benefits with qualifying repairs. They're proudly based in St. Louis, Missouri, the Show Me State. CarShield is an American company helping Americans just like Mr. Producer. That's right, Mr. Producer. And when you call, you speak with a U.S.-based customer operator, not someone overseas. What? No, none of that. Get your free quote and 20% off. Say what? That's right. Get your free quote and 20% off. Visit carshield.com/Levin, carshield.com/Levin, or call 800-995-4766. What? 800-995-4766, 800-995-4766, or go to carshield.com/Levin. Coverage varies by plan, view contracts and exclusions at carshield.com. Don't miss out, folks. This is really a great opportunity to lock that in. It really is. Okay, let's take a look here. Let's go to a few more. I don't think we can fit everybody, but let's give it a shot. Let's see here. Okay. Let's go to Ivan, our buddy, Miramar Beach, Florida, on the Mark Levin app. Ivan, go right ahead, please.
God bless the nation of Israel, the United States of America, and Mark Levin. Hey, Mark, I just wanted to say real quick, I believe that Charlie Kirk Memorial started a spiritual revival across the country. And a lot of people probably heard the comments that Jasmine Crockett made about Charlie Kirk, but I don't think they connected the dots, Mark. The House passed that bill honoring the legacy and the life of Charlie Kirk, and as the world saw, the legacy of Charlie Kirk and his faith in was his faith in Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And of course, Jasmine Crockett made it about race by proudly proclaiming.
Yeah, she's a nut job. She's vile. She is stoking the flames of violence. Whether she says not, doesn't really matter. She is a circus clown. Really. That's what she is. Just awful. Absolutely awful. She doesn't represent her constituents. She has a big mouth. Fake hair. I think that's fake hair. Big hair, I would say. And that's about it.
Mark, she and the people of color who voted against that resolution rejected the Christianity that Charlie Kirk stood for.
Mm-hmm. I don't like a lot of these hangers-on, though. These Jew haters and people who are twisting the faith, the Christian faith, to advance a very bigoted and bizarre worldview or ideology. It's one thing I'm seeing, and I hope the young people who are involved in Turning Point USA are attuned to this, are going to be very careful about it. Because, I'm well aware of TPUSA. I never ran it. There's no question about that. Neither did these other broadcasters and hosts and so forth. But I know what Charlie wanted to do. He told me over and over again. I know what a great guy he was. And he's not them. He's not these grifters. Never was. Ladies and gentlemen, it's such an honor to be back again. And I will see you tomorrow, right here. God bless.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
I'm here today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until their renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.